All right. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is March 4th, 2024. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Hope it's great wherever you are at. It is Monday. Beautiful day. Got up this morning. Shame and regret I woke up with this morning. My freaking wife bought these damn donuts. It's like the crueler donuts. I'm like, why are you even buying? We don't even, who eats crueler donuts? You're right. Glazed crueler. She goes, no. These are different. I'm like, what are they? She goes, they're like those cinnamon churros. And I was like, oh, I don't even like those. I don't eat churros. I don't like cinnamon. But I tell you what, man, by this morning, I woke up and there was no donuts left. And oh my God, I told her, do not buy that stuff. That stuff is just like freaking alcohol. It starts calling me. Hey, just have a half, right? Just have a sip. And next thing you know, I ate five of those damn donuts. And, you know, I feel bad enough. It's already tough enough coming through winter, right? I think we all, unless you're just crazy and going to the gym and getting awesome. And I appreciate that. But for a guy like me who's not big into the gym anymore, I'm just sort of relying on my actual activity in a day to try to, maintain my weight and my health. And when winter comes along, I've not been very active. And so I woke up this morning feeling pretty shitty. And I said, that's it. I'm done. And put on some sweatpants and my running shoes and a t-shirt and a hoodie, which I felt like a stuffed pig. And I went for a run. And I went down to the trail, loaded up the car, went down to the trail, and just started running, right? Just started running, and when I couldn't run anymore, I walked. And when I felt better from walking, I ran. And I put in 4 miles, and it felt really good. That is the solution, right? That is the solution. There are so many solutions for so many problems, but when it comes down to my actual health and my weight, nothing fixes it like a good run. And believe me, give myself 100 reasons why not to, you know. And my knee was bothering me. I do have a little issue with my right knee, and it was bothering me. But, man, it didn't matter. It felt good. The weather it was nice. It was warm. It was sunny. I mean, it was, you know, in the 40s or something, but it wasn't any wind. It just was beautiful, and it just felt so good to start addressing some of these, to start addressing some solutions to some of the big problems, the big rocks that I've been dragging around my neck. California 37. Yeah, what a great song. What a great album. I actually wanted to use that. I talked about last week. I must have tried to do this podcast 30 times, and I used a bunch of songs from Train and never really posted any of the podcasts. And sometimes I'm like, oh, I've used Train, and I realized I never posted any of them. So there's a song from Train. I love that band. I love the words to this song, actually. I forget his name, but man, he writes some of the greatest lyrics, I think, personally. Yeah, check that out. But anyway, yeah, this is, I tell you what, man, I have been sober. I have worked on a program. I am in a good place. And I think I'm starting to realize that lately I've just been in a mess. And I've shared it with the folks on this podcast. I went to the meeting. I sort of shared it. I think I did a podcast on Sunday. I don't remember. But I'm starting to talk about it, right? I'm starting to get it out there. And then I finally made the big step, right, the big leap. And I called my sponsor this morning and I sort of confessed, man. I said I just haven't been feeling spiritually fit, and these are the reasons that are why. And, you know, I hadn't called him and talked to him about it because for some reason, you know, in my mind, I should be at a place where I don't need a sponsor, right? I've been doing this for a long time. I'm sober, right? I'm serene. I dropped the rock. I'm at the island. I'm at Serenity Island. I've got it all figured out. And the reality is I do not. And, you know, whoever, whatever in my mind telling me that I've got it all figured out, I need to ignore and start following some of the suggestions that have been given to me so freely, right? And one of them is just, you know, call your sponsor, right? And so I called him this morning and I sort of just told him I've just not been feeling that great. I've been feeling sort of toxic. And he said, well, you got to remember, you know, our neutral position is irritable, restless, and discontent. And I was like, that's right, right? I forgot about that. That's my natural state, irritable, restless, and discontent. And that's how I've been feeling. I've been irritable, restless, and discontent. I've been annoyed, and I've been keeping it to myself. And, you know, it hasn't been great. But when I shared it on the podcast, when I went to the meeting and talked about it at the meeting and talking to him this morning, and then, you know, getting back to some of the basic things that I need to start doing, which is, you know, exercise. I paddle. I've clearly shared enough about paddling in this podcast, but I rely on paddling to check the box for exercise, right? And we haven't been paddling. We've gone a couple times, but the weather's been bad. We haven't had a chance. We were supposed to do it on Wednesday, canceled. Supposed to do it on Saturday, canceled. Got a text from my coach this morning. He's got a group, this group of six guys that we've sort of been paddling together. He said, I want to get this group out on Wednesday. So he just added us all to the schedule for Wednesday. And he said, it may be raining, but I'll keep an eye out on it. The fact is that there's a lot of opportunities to exercise that I'm checking off in my mind, but they're not sort of coming to fruition. So I'm not exercising and I feel crummy. And I had to get up this morning and just go for a run and just get outside, right? I remember when I first got sober, my buddy Matt would be like, you know, go to a lot of meetings, but you need to drink a lot of water, you need to eat clean food, and you need to get outside. And I was like, yes. And I had heard that when I first came into the program, but when I came back, you know, I really started to try and focus on that and making sure that I get some outside time. And you know, obviously winter is rough, but it's starting to end. It's still, I guess it's March, but the weather outside is better. And so I did it and I finished. I felt great. Came to the salon this morning. I wanted to do a podcast. You know, it's funny. I got into, yesterday was Sunday and my mother-in-law wanted us all to come over for hot dogs. My father-in-law was going to grill hot dogs. And we were going to have mac and cheese and some hot dogs and some snacks. And it was like awesome, right? I love hot dogs. Well, I had one, right? But, you know, my dad came over. We always invite my dad. And so he came over and we're all hanging out. And, man, my dad, you know, he's always interesting. And him and I sort of got into it a little bit. I refrained, right? I just sort of was like, you know, that's fine. Whatever. And but I was just sitting here getting ready to start the podcast and my phone ringing. He's like, are we gonna have breakfast this morning? And I was like, yes, of course. You know, old Tom, old behavior would have been like, I'm not having breakfast with that guy. He's such a jerk to me. But as soon as he called, I was like, absolutely, we are having breakfast. I'll be there around 11. I'm going to try to do a podcast and then I will come get you. And he goes, that was a lot of fun yesterday. And I go, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And, yeah, so funny. But, yeah, so restless, irritable, and discontent. So how do I fix that? Right? Is this just something that comes along? Have I done something that allowed it? Have I been doing things that got me into a place where I've become this way? And I would probably say yes, yes, yes. You know, one of the tough parts for me, I think one of the tough parts about getting sober is it's always that you got to go to meeting makers make it, right? You got to go to a lot of meetings. You got to work the steps. You got to work with another alcoholic, obviously, and not pick up a drink. And so that's what I do, right? I go to a lot of meetings. And the problem with going to a lot of meetings is they become boring, right? You can only – it's like this podcast. There's only so many things you can talk about. You got 12 steps. I'm not going to start talking about the traditions, even though I might, right? I should. The traditions are important, but, you know, they're boring a little bit. I don't know. I shouldn't have said that. I should not. I take that back. Back that up. Edit that out. They're not boring. You know, it's hard enough getting people to be interested in the 12 steps, but to actually go to the next level to be interested in the 12 traditions is a big ask. So, but yeah, there's only so many things you can talk about. And so I go to a lot of meetings. There's only so many things I can hear and read and so many times I can read it. And I just become bored, right? But I know I need to go, right? And so it becomes this sort of this battle. And this has happened to me so many times. I think when I went over to Easton, you know, that, and I talk about how I didn't like the way that the money was being collected. I was irritable. What is it? I forgot it now. Discontent, irritable, whatever it was. I became. That's what I was. And so when restless, irritable, and discontent, and that's how I was when I was over in Easton. And so it didn't take much for me to flip over and start drinking. But today I'm all aware of that. So I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that again, right? But it hasn't changed anything. I'm still becoming, you know, I'm still in that way. And the first step is to start talking about it. And that's sort of what I had to start doing last week and having a conversation. And having a conversation with my sponsor, you know, was helpful. I just have to push through it. I can't, you know, part of me there, I've had conversations with myself saying maybe I need to go to less meetings. But I, you know, I don't want to do that. That seems like that's headed to the wrong, down the wrong path. And I've talked about trying to go to different meetings. And it's not necessarily the meetings that I think I'm bored with. It's the content. It's content. And so like I have, like tonight, I go to a 6:30 Monday night at 6:30. It's a big book or it's a step meeting. I changed and started going to the 6 o'clock meeting down in town. It's a step meeting. I go to the Saturday night meeting. It's a step meeting. I go to 3 different step meetings. And I think that's what was the big breaking point is they all had their, on the last, whatever night it is of the month, they all did a tradition and it just became crazy. And but they're all, you know, there's a meeting that I go to sometimes on Monday. My buddy Gary runs that. It's a big book meeting, which I like. But the problem is that my dad likes me to take him to breakfast on Mondays. And it's hard to get over there by noon. So the other thing is, you know, the problem is I don't have a lot going on, right? I work, I come home, and there's not much going on. I shared the other day about, you know, trying to tie up these loose ends, and I am starting to try to tie up some loose ends. But, you know, I can get home at 7 o'clock and not do much, right? Just sort of sit on the couch and watch poisonous television, right? YouTube shit, and get myself crazy. So the nice thing about going to meetings in the evening is it gets me out for an hour. So I don't know. These are all just things, but I'm putting a light on it, right? I'm flipping lights on, party's over, the shit show's over. It's time to get back to being happy. And like I said, I think it's a combination of things. You know, I talked to my good buddy Dean. You know, Dean and his wife, they got a great exercise program. They're working out every day. They're setting goals. You know, I was telling my buddy Joel, I said, I think part of my problem is that I've checked myself off as old, right? And at 55, I'm really not. I'm really in my prime. But for some reason, I have this ego thing that wants me to be old, but still youthful, right? I don't know how it's kind of weird, you know? I guess if you're not going to be young anymore and you're going to be old, you might as well be good at being old. And I feel like that maybe there's some sort of ego thing going on there. Like, nah, I can't do that. I'm old now. And I'm like, I'm not old. I'm only 55 years old. And so I have to stop acting like that and start getting out and doing some stuff. And so here we go. And so this morning was the beginning, and it felt good. And, you know, my shoulders are back a little more. You know, I breathed in a lot of fresh air. Got the intestines working, you know, everything's shooken up and moving around. And, you know, that's a freaking great start to the day. And I just need to start putting some of those in a row, and I'll start feeling better. And then, you know, hopefully get back into some paddling and get a little sunshine. And then, you know, hopefully we're back at it. But that's sort of where I'm at, sort of where I've been, what's going on. I do feel like I'm kind of coming out of it. I think the final step was to call my sponsor and sort of confess. And he reminded me, man, you know, our neutral position is restless, irritable, and discontent. And I was like, you know what, you're right. And so let's hope. Let's see, maybe we can read a little bit. I don't even know what time it is, but maybe we can read some of the daily reflections. And then I'm going to go get my dad and go get some free breakfast. It's his turn to buy. I bought last time. All right, weeding the garden. Oh, I can already tell this is going to be helpful. Hold on, let me stretch. Oh, all right, here we go. Weeding the garden. That's what I've been doing, weeding the garden. The essence of all growth is a willingness to make a change for the better, then an unremitting willingness to shoulder whatever responsibility this entails. Mm-hmm. Let's see, I'm going to read that again. The essence of all growth is a willingness to make a change for the better, and then an unremitting willingness to shoulder whatever responsibility this entails. That's right. I love this stuff. I freaking swear to God. I feel like that's what I'm going to try to do. That's, you know, me weeding the garden is basically sitting on this podcast and confessing all of my weeds, right? What is a weed? Any plant deemed undesirable, right? There are things that happen in my life where I could probably, they might benefit me in some ways, but in other ways they do not, right? And it's just like, you know, I did go to Rutgers turf management, and I remember the definition of a weed: any plant deemed undesirable. So you could have the most beautiful plant, but if it's in the wrong place, it's a weed. And so I feel like that's kind of what's, I'm figuring out what's going on in my garden, and I'm starting to weed it. And some of the solutions, for one, is, you know, the exercising, trying to get back out regardless every day and do something. And are my shoulders wide enough and ready to carry that responsibility? You know, it's a few things: talking, exercising, going to meetings. So I love how this, you know, how I can find ways for making this sort of work in my life. And it's so awesome. And that's as Bill sees it, page 115. By the time I had reached step 3, I had been freed of my dependence on alcohol, but bitter experience has shown me that continuous sobriety requires continuous effort. Mm-hmm. Every now and then, I pause to take a good look at my progress. More and more of my garden is weeded each time I look. But each time, I also find new weeds sprouting where I thought I had made my final pass with the blade. As I head back to get the newly sprouted weed, it is easier when they are young. I take a moment to admire how lush the growing vegetables and flowers are, and my labors are rewarded. My sobriety grows and bears fruit. Yep. Yeah, that is awesome. You know, I'm part of the challenge for me, I think it's happened a couple times. I think it happens to a lot of people, is that, you know, I get better, right? I come to this program beaten and broken, and I use the steps and the people in the program to help me find out who I am, reshape me, and try to get me to a place. And sometimes, you know, we work until the pain stops. And, you know, that happens a lot for me. I do work and the pain stops. Today's a great example. You know, I'm not jumping off a bridge or anything, but I've been in a lot of emotional pain, right? I've been stressed out, and I've been, you know, self has been running rampant. And when I figure out the solution and I do it, so I did it. I got up this morning and I did some things that helped me feel better. But I have to remind myself, you know, I did it and now the pain's over, right? I feel good today. I have to remind myself that I have to go about this tomorrow, because if I don't, the pain will come back. And so, you know, that is one of the problems with getting sober, is I personally work until the pain stops, right? And I remember just driving down the road. I was like, shit, I've been to one meeting. I'm not drinking and driving. I'm almost good with this, right? This could be enough. But the problem is that disease and that those, you know, thoughts and shit comes back and comes at us, and then we have to, it creates more pain, and then we have to dig in and work on it some more. And, you know, it just keeps on coming. And, that's the cool thing about getting sober, man, is that we get to, get better one day at a time. And I appreciate that. What else is going on? It is a busy week. Still dealing with, in fact, my wife asked me this morning, she said, I bet you're bummed out about the salon. And I'm like, well, I'm not bummed out. There are things I do like about having my salon, right? I get to come here. I have a studio here. I can do podcasting. When I leave this studio, or when I leave the salon, I'm not going to have a studio anymore. So I'm not sure where I'm going to do this podcast. I mean, I could do it at the house, but that might feel weird. I don't know. But, still trying to deal with that. As soon as I announced that I was getting rid of the salon, all of a sudden these people started wanting to look at it. And they're like, this place is awesome. I'm like, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is, right? This place is great. This place is perfect. Yeah, I know. And then I'm like, well, shit, why am I getting rid of it? But it is time. I have got to, it'd be one thing if I could find people to work, and I really can't. So, but still, you know, dealing with that, and then, just keep chatting, right? I got to keep talking. And I did, you know, one of the cool things, I know I've talked about Joe and Charlie, the Joe and Charlie tapes on Spotify. Like I said, I ran this morning and I listened to the Joe and Charlie tapes, because there is so much good stuff in there, man. I love it. I was listening to it this morning and, where is it? Oh, boy. Here we go. Let's see if I can find it. Joe and Charlie. There's just so much good stuff in those tapes. I'm amazed. And, there's the thing about... Oh, where is it? Oh, no. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that I was going to want to talk about this. But if you haven't checked them out, go check them out. I think they have... For two old men, man, I think they got a lot of amazing insight into recovery, and they're really funny about it too, which is awesome. All right, I'm gonna have to Joe and Charlie see Joe. There we go, Joe and Charlie. What I listened to this morning, so it's weird. So they have There Is a Solution, The Spiritual Experience, We Agnostics, How It Works, My Will, right, Third Step. Fourth step, referring to our list again, fifth step, sixth and seventh step, eighth step, spiritual disease, eighth and ninth step, tenth step, 11th, 12th, the world of us, freedom, and list of fears. And this list of fears I had never listened to this. I'm going to play a little bit of it.
So now let's go back to page 67. And again, we're not trying to psychoanalyze ourselves. I just found the facts. I accepted the facts. As I looked at the facts, and I could see where I'd come from. Said, notice that the word fear is bracketed alongside the difficulties with Mr. Brown, Miss Jones, the employer, and the wife, six times along that column. This short word somehow touches about every aspect of our lives. It was an evil and corroding thread. The fabric of our existence was shot through with it. It set in motion trains of circumstances which brought us misfortune we felt we didn't deserve. You know, you do the crime, you do the time. That's the way that is. But we ourselves set the ball rolling? See, I did that myself, to me, because I didn't know any better. Sometimes we think that fear ought to be classed with stealing. It seems to cause more trouble. Now, we reviewed our fears thoroughly. We put them on paper, even though we had no resentment in connection with them. We asked ourselves why we had them. Here it is for me. Wasn't it because that self-reliance failed? Self-reliance was good as far as it went, but didn't go far enough. Some of us once had great self-confidence, but it didn't fully solve the fear problem or any other. When it made us cocky, it was worse. So what we're going to do here this morning is basically, it's about the same thing that we did with resentments. We have a little list here, and it's a review of our fears. And we're simply going to look at our fears, where they come from, the ideas, emotions, and attitudes behind them, and what we're fearful of, and we're going to write them down in these columns, just like we did with resentments. And it won't take very long to do this. In the first column, it says, who or what did I fear? I list people, institutions, or principles with whom I fear. And again, in column one, I simply write down the people, the institutions, and the principles that I feared, leaving a little space from top to bottom, one column at a time. And we list those.
Now, we men tend to say, well, we don't have much fear. We're tough. We're macho. Now, we're not talking about physical fear anyhow. We're talking about all these fears that run through the mind from time to time. And I think if we carefully look at them, we'll find that we all have fears connected certainly with our marriages. We have fears connected with our children. We have fears connected with our jobs. We have fears connected with the Internal Revenue Service. We have fears connected with the police department. We have fears connected with the federal government. We have fears connected with the church. We could just go on and on and on and name literally thousands of fears that people have. Now, I'm not going to attempt to psychoanalyze myself. I'm not going to say, you know, that these fears are things that come from things way back in my early childhood, like mother setting me sideways on the potty when I'm 2 years old or something. But some fear we're supposed to have anyhow. It's just like resentments. Fear can be used for a worthwhile purpose if they're used right. Mainly what we're looking at are these fears in our head that just continually kind of control us and rule us and dominate us. We've made a decision to let God direct our thinking. And if we have that many fears, then God can't, the fears do. And I found out the same thing here with these fears that I did with resentments. I didn't think I had very many fears. Instead, I started putting them on a piece of paper. You can only see one at a time in your head. But as I began to fill out sheet after sheet after sheet, I began to realize how much fear really does control me, rule me, and dominate me. So I did the same thing that I did with resentments. Started top to bottom, listed each fear, leaving a little space between each one of them.
Yeah, I'm not going to play all of it. But that, you know, it's funny because all the shit that I've been going through this last week and the last couple weeks is all based in fear. It's all fear. Fear stuff. What am I not getting? What's the inconvenience that are coming to me? You know, whatever it is, but it's all fear. And, you know, and the funny part is, like, I've learned about this stuff. And so these guys are so good. I don't know why they're just the simple way that they describe things. So what I think they're describing there is doing a four step, right? Where we list the things, right? It's like Mr. Jones, right? You know, Mr. Jones doesn't like, the neighbor, he doesn't, you know, he hates the neighbor, and it turns out, he, you know, it's basically about becoming accountable and figuring out the role that Mr. Jones played. But it's all fear. And if you haven't listened to those guys, I know I keep mentioning them, but check them out, man. They are, I think they're terrific. And yeah, so anyway, I hope everyone has a great day. I don't know. I lost the music, so I guess we'll just play something else. Anyway, we'll get it back together. I hope everyone has a great day, and later.